Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications.
Street. Welcome back to another edition of Lost and Found. I'm your host, Alan Dermo. Started off with Curtis Mayfield and Move It On Up, The Last Poets with On the Subway. Last Poets generally credited with inspiring a lot of the hip-hop and rap music that was to come later on, this track from 1970. Miles from India, the name of the project that produced the next song, Miles Runs the Voodoo Down. That was put together by Bob Belden, arranger, producer, and incorporated a lot of musicians that actually played with Miles, including Jimmy Cobb, Lenny White, Chick Corea, Marcus Miller, along with some Indian musicians. Nature of the project was to sort of run with the concept that Miles had going for a while in the early 70s, where he was incorporating some Indian instruments and Indian musicians. They took a little further in that direction with this record, Miles from India. And we finished up with Amorphous Androgynous and Falling Down. I'm going to continue with something from the Black Keys.
I've been addicted to all but I miss them all with the rolling pin. I took everything I own, like a king now from his throne.
Of his hair. Inside you and inside me. Down a high, truth alive. A weak man's love can be a strong man's cry. Thank you.
Graham Central Station with Hair on Lost and Found KX 93.5. That's from the first Graham Central Station album. Larry Graham forming Graham Central Station after leaving Sly and the Family Stone in the early 70s. Started the set with Black Keys and Run Right Back. That's from their latest album, El Camino. And the Black Keys are nominated for a boatload of Grammys this year. Very well deserved. Wish them the best of luck. And next tune was Rhymes by Al Green. That's from Al Green Is Love, 1975. We finished up with Graham Central Station and Hair.
So take the pain and the heartache too. Oh, honey, you know I'll be around when you need me. So go on and find my baby. Find my baby. Find baby.
Welcome back home. Just waiting for you to come walking through that door. And even though you've made a fool of me so many times before, I know that all it takes is just the sight of your face to make me realize that I always love you, darling. And I can see that you've got some more tears to shed. I can see it, baby, because your eyes are getting red.
Oh, Tired of the same 40 songs?
How are you doing this?
I told you, I wake up every day right here, and it's always February 2nd. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Listen local.
KX935. KX935.com.
Ain't got no money, no fancy car. Ain't got no
That's all you get. That's all you get now, mom. That's all you get. Just me and his guitar, babe. That's all you get. We ain't got no apology. Won't be no fairy tale. Ain't got no excuses, babe. I'm doing my deal. I don't know you a thing, babe. I don't know you a thing. I don't know you a thing, babe. I don't know you a thing.
Austin, Texas, we heard Gary Clark Jr. with Don't Owe You a Thing on Lost and Found KX93.5. That's not from Gary's brand new major label, shiny, expensive album. This is from his EP of last year. I had a chance to see Gary live a few months ago, and he was amazing. A lot of hype surrounding Gary Clark Jr., but in this case, it's the real thing. He is very good. Started off with Garnett Mims and Cry Baby. And whoever the female vocalist was who was singing the high part on that song, she's got some notes that only dogs can hear, I think. Aretha Franklin with How I Got Over from her album Amazing Grace, recorded live in 1972 at the First Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles. That album is still Aretha's best-selling album after all these years, 2 million units, which is kind of a surprise. You don't really hear it that much, but really great stuff on that album. And the opposite end of the spectrum on the gospel to secular music spectrum, Muddy Waters with Tomcat. That's from the album Electric Mud, which was an attempt by Chess Records to kind of make Muddy more accessible to rock audiences, hence the wah-wah pedal, fuzz tones, R&B grooves, and all that stuff. This is 1968, and the album really didn't do that well at the time, was kind of laughed at maybe somewhat, but it holds up. It's got some really interesting stuff on it. Tomcat from Muddy Waters. We finished up with Gary Clark Jr. and Don't Owe You a Thing. Able to find my way.
say that you care for me wouldn't be right. We could have all night. Say that you never miss.
Lemon and ice, wouldn't it be nice?
Take the cool with the heat.
Like lemon and ice, wouldn't it be right?
The sour with the sweet. Underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Tom Waits with What's He Building in There from Mule Variations. Started off with Love and Seven Is, and Lemon and Ice from Latin Playboys. They made two albums in 1999 and 2004, really fantastic stuff. I'm going to turn it over to Kevin Ware and Kevin's Beach. I have one more tune for you, and believe it or not, it is a Christmas song. You've been listening to Lost and Found. I'm Alan Dermo. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a white one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tinsel and the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Lots of hungry homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive, and oh, to give, and ah, to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me it's